Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of the classics, Are You Como Va? Welcome back to 7:23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with a couple of new friends. Stephen Mundahl and Sharon Messoth is with us, and I'm trying my best to work to do, say their names correctly. They're the co-authors of The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. Sharon, thanks again for being here. Stephen, congratulations to you and Sharon on the book. We talked in the previous segment about the alchemy of... well, tell you what, before we go any further, I want you to tell the audience how they can find you guys in the book.
Well, we are... The best way to find us is at alchemyofauthenticleadership.com.
Okay.
And this book is available anywhere that your listeners want to find it. And the best way to do it is an e-book. You don't have to spend a lot of money. It's an e-book. Just for a few dollars, you can get a hold of a copy. And it kind of leads you down a real healing path as a young leader to get the help you might need to become authentic.
Well, I'm glad that you said it that way, Stephen. And Sharon, the thing that I think this book is going to be valuable for anyone, but I especially think that this could be a mentoring book for young people, for the younger generation, whom I really fear are not getting mentored the way I had the mentors available to me. What do you think, Sharon?
Well, I think so, too. And that going back to understanding a leader, their greatest strength is, contains their greatest weakness. And nobody in the MBA schools or undergraduate schools, they don't often...
They don't talk about that paradox, do they?
No. And, we get a dopamine rush with new challenges. And I tell the leaders that I coach in some of the wealthiest areas of Connecticut that they love to thin.
Yeah.
And I mean thin with a C.
Yeah.
Complex, intense, and novel kinds of experiences. We get a dopamine rush. But leaders who have often tests have shown that they have sometimes a higher pleasure seeking. They have a hyperactive dopamine neurotransmitter in their brain's reward and pleasure center. So they get a little bit more bang for their dopamine buck.
Right.
And so that's made them go after these complex and intense experiences. And because of that intensity and going after this, they're going after the honey, but they don't see the bees about ready to sting them.
Well, sometimes
they miscalculate the risk.
Sometimes, Steve, they, as I said earlier, they get too big for their britches and they think that they're invincible, they're bulletproof, they're invisible, and all that, and it leads to disaster, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly can, Jim. And you were mentioning before the break the importance of laughter. I remember when Reese Witherspoon and her husband were outed because they got drunk, and she told the cop, "You don't know how important I am." But the important point of that story, Jim, I think, is that after that happened, she came on to all the talk shows, and everybody was laughing about it. And she said, "I screwed up. I made a mistake." And we're all going to do this.
Right.
But the key to it is don't do the kind of thing that Alex Rodriguez or don't sit there and deny it. Then fess up to it and learn from it.
Well, if there's one thing, one of the greatest things, and I have to tell you, I know this sounds a little bit biased, and it probably is, but if there's one thing that we do in America. And the American marketplace, I believe, is maybe unique in the world. We redeem people. We I believe that redemption is one of the greatest leadership traits you can have. Sharon, what do you think about that?
Well, it is. It's how we first need to be honest with ourselves, and then we need to forgive ourselves, and we need to, as you said, go out and mentor other people from what we know. And what we wanted to do in this book was to provide an opportunity for people to go through, evaluate their lives, look at their tendencies, own them, we even have a risk behavior test on our website on Alchemy of Authentic Leadership, where you can go in and see if you're a little bit of a risk-taking devil.
Mm-hmm.
and own that. And it's really personal redemption first before we can then extend that to others and help
right.
others and say, watch these things.
Well, and I'll tell you something, Steve. One of the things that as I've learned how to laugh at myself, it's helped me laugh at other people who are being too pompous and presumptuous and self-absorbed. You know what I mean? It's helped me to see the other people in a different light. And I just think, not doing the Ron Burgundy act, you know, where, you know, you tell people how, you know, you're a pretty big deal around here. Just realizing that, we're all human beings. We all have our own desires, whether we're the leader or the follower, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we make a point in the book to talk about some of the things that have been important to us in life. And one of those little tenets that we call it is simply something you're talking about, and that is that we are really all connected.
Yep.
And that connection always keeps us together, and we all can learn from it.
The book is called The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership by Stephen Mundell and Sharon Massoff. Sharon, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon. Let's talk about this some more.
Thank you so much. We appreciate being on.
Glad you came. Thanks, Sharon, for being here.
Thank you.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.